Four games up, four games down. The Rockies have done it again. After a three-game sweep past the Phillies in the first round of the playoffs, the Rockies broom past the Arizona Diamondbacks with four straight wins to clinch the championship and the team's first-ever trip to the World Series. Quite an accomplishment for a relatively young team that was thought to be out of the postseason race just 1 month ago. Joining us to talk about the team the Denver Post is calling the Boys of Rocktober is John Heyman, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. Welcome to the program, John.
Thank you very much.
Now, we'll get to this team's impressive postseason record in just a minute, but first, last night's 6-4 win over the Diamondbacks, the stadium must have gone wild. I imagine that this was a real-life Rocky Mountain High.
Yeah, it really was. The crowd went crazy. It's tremendous to see here in Colorado, and they started with more fans than anybody their first year. Things have tapered off. It is a small market team, and they weren't able to spend very much, and they had some lean years there, and they still aren't spending much, but now they're winning, and they're really performing miracles. It's really hard to believe a team, any team, whether it be small market or big market, has won 21 out of 22 games.
21 out of 22 games. So how have they done this? Is this chemistry, luck, coaching? What's going on?
Well, I'm sure there's a little bit of luck to it, but I don't want to write it off as luck. Their fielding is tremendous. They have a tremendous defensive team, a great young shortstop, Troy Tulowitzki, and very good defense all around the diamond, and that is proving to be one of the keys. Another key is a couple of young pitchers that they brought up. They weren't expecting this from. They really have a nice team, and they seem to be built for the long haul.
Now, this was an expansion team created back in 1993. Is this a case where everything is now coming together after years of building and hard work?
Yeah, it's been a long time, and one of the reasons has been that playing in Colorado with the thin air, the ball really traveled here, and it was difficult to get any pitchers to come here to pitch, and if you did, you had to overpay, and when they did, they just kind of got messed up and weren't able to pitch the way they normally do because fly balls often became home runs, and they've kind of neutralized that ingeniously. I think they've done a great job with that, the general manager, Dan O'Dowd, storing the balls in a humidor, and the balls now react almost normally, I guess.
Now, John, the Rockies didn't get a lot of love from their fans early in the season. If you just reach back into September, there are a lot of empty seats in that ballpark.
Yeah, well, that happens when a team is kind of hit some hard times. Now, in this case, I think that they had a pretty good young team. I think people were expecting them to be pretty decent this year. I don't know they were expecting them to contend. I think people thought they were a couple years away, as they felt that with the Diamondbacks as well. And I guess people are kind of taking a wait-and-see approach because, you know, it's been a few years. I know they had 1 year where they got to the postseason fairly early on with all the power hitters and slugging in Coors Field, but you know, fans are skeptics, and they want to see a winner, and they weren't sure they were going to see a winner, but they certainly were out in full force last night, and even the night before when it was cold and rainy, and, you know, they will come to support a winner here in Denver, no question about that.
Okay, John Heyman, let's look into the future. What are the Rockies' prospects for the series? Can they keep up this streak?
I would think so. The one problem they have now is they're going to have to wait 8 days for the series to start. First, they're going to wait to see where they're opponent is, and then there's another time lapse. So they've really spaced things out here. It may cost them some momentum, maybe not. Maybe they're young enough to not let it bother them. It's really been miraculous the way they've done this. I mean, the Red Sox have a lot of star power, and they'll probably be favored, but I think only a fool would bet against the Rockies right now.
John Heyman, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
That was John Heyman. He's a senior writer with Sports Illustrated.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.